Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here, Marnie. Big doings at Farm Fest, an annual tradition.
Right. It's a great opportunity for everybody in Minnesota to get together and see what's going on in agriculture these days.
And there really is a lot going on in agriculture these days.
Yeah, there is. We'll be seeing a lot of stuff there, I'm sure. And there's going to be one thing in particular that the center is going to be involved in is a panel on Wednesday morning in the big tent. And there are going to be several guests there discussing the future of agriculture.
Are they going to be talking about things like sustainable agricultural practices and things like that?
Yep. They'll be talking about a lot of different issues. We'll be having Gene Hugeson, the Commissioner of Agriculture from Minnesota, and Kevin Papp from the Farm Bureau, and Doug Peterson with the Farmers Union, and of course the center's own Brad Finstead talking policy issues.
Okay. And, you know, Farm Fest, as I said, it's an annual tradition. It actually, at one time, was based out of Lake Crystal, if you
it
remember
was.
Those days.
Yep, a while ago. Yeah, now it's moved over to southeast of Redwood Falls at the Gilfillan Estate. Yes, off of Highway 67, I think.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Just follow the signs or whatever.
Right.
But
it's
always very well attended, and as we say, you know, there are a lot of things going on in agriculture these days. People, you know, coming up with new and interesting ways of using products we've had around for a long time and things like that.
Yeah, and actually one of the things to plug the center a little bit. One of the things we're going to be talking about is we'll be releasing our new Rural Minnesota Journal there, and the topic is agriculture.
Fabulous.
And so we've got a bunch of articles on several different things, such as renewable energy and is it economically viable for communities, and bioscience and where that's going and its connection with agriculture. And we have some other things about like climate change and the role that farming and forestry can play in that. And then there's a pretty good article on the future of forestry in Minnesota and just how that's working out. And so we'll be releasing that, and that'll be available through the center after August 5th.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and Farm Fest is a great thing for families to go to. It's kind of like a great big county fair. And
sure.
There's machinery there and lots of displays and booths and giving away stuff, and it's just a lot of fun.
Just like the state fair.
You bet.
Probably have a big old grab bag full of goodies when you come home. And I imagine they keep you fed. And there's,
definitely.
And there's all the things sort of to keep you sustained throughout the day.
And there's always lots of things going on in the big tent. There's, besides the big panel discussion that's going on Wednesday, that's always the big event, but there's always lots of other things going on too.
Well, we'll see you at Farm Fest, and thanks for joining us.
You bet.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a presentation of the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. We'll catch you next week.